Sometimes when I've done group climbing instruction in the past, teaching courses or whatever, I would like to play a little game. I always like to play little games, but one of the games that sometimes I would play with the group is a game I like to call Truth or Dogma. And essentially, sometimes I'll have prompts to help the group kind of get going, but I want the group to ask me questions or make statements that they've heard that are kind of absolutes, like never do this, always do that, this is bad, this is good. And then I try to help tease out, well, is that a truth? Like, is that a real thing? And that's really how it works. Or is it dogma? Is that just a, you know, dogmatic view of this particular skill or concept or whatever? And to be honest, there's a lot of things that are both. There's truth in a lot of things that are pretty dogmatic, but context is so critical to understand when something should be applied and how it can be applied and why it might be okay here, but why it might not be okay over here. And a good friend of mine recently posted on social media somewhere a little video of him building a very simple two quick draw anchor on two bolts at the top of a sport climb, you know, opposite, trying to highlight just having those, if you're going to use that type of anchor, opposite and opposed, you know, to do your top rope, blah, 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 blah. And the two bolts in the video were two bolts that were horizontally oriented, so they're right next to each other. Each one had a horizontal hanger with a steel ring, wrap ring, welded onto the hanger. So there were two steel wrap rings. And then in the video, he just clipped the wrap rings versus directly to the bolts. And that was his video. And he posted it. And he said he got a lot of flack. Like, a lot of people were commenting on it. Like, you can't do that. And that drives me crazy. So this little episode is just about, it's really about interfacing with bolts. I love it when you like clip a carabiner to another carabiner, like a locker to a locker, and people are like, oh, you can't do that. You can't clip metal to metal. And you're like, you realize that the first locker is actually clipped to a bolt hanger, right? And that's metal. So like that kind of like dogmatic thinking is kind of drives me crazy. But when we approach bolts, right? And I actually teach this a lot when I talk about fixed anchors. It's like, where do we interface with a bolt anchor? Now, it's a little tricky these days because we don't really have a great standard in this country. Like, if you go to different crags around the country and even to different climbs in one crag, you might see wildly different anchor setups with bolts. There might be just hangers. There might be hangers that are horizontally oriented or vertically oriented. There might be chain, like two individual pieces of chain. There might be wrap rings. There could be a single wrap ring. You know, there could be rapid links involved. There could be, it could be all stainless. It could be mixed metals. It could be hardware store hardware. You know, it's like, there's so many different things that one could find at a cliff. It could be some kind of like ram horn lower off, but the big thing is, the most conservative thing is, when in doubt, clip directly to the hanger, right? Because that is the closest interface that you're going to have with that bolt. Now, this is also, we're assuming you've already assessed all the hardware and assessed the bolts, right? And you're like, all right, it's cool to clip off to this. You can always clip directly to the hanger. But that has some subtlety too. So if it's just a hanger, no harm, no foul, just clip right to it. But if there's something in the hanger, whether it is some tat tied to the hanger, which sometimes you still see, or steel rings or rapid links or whatever, you really want to make sure that your carabiner is underneath any of that stuff. So kind of moving that stuff up out of the way, clip your carabiner underneath. That way, once you load it, that the carabiner is not getting levered over the other pieces of equipment that are actually in that hanger. And that, I think that's really important, especially today with some of our ultralight carabiners that are so fragile. They're like potato chips. Like, you can lever a carabiner and break a carabiner, you know, and there have been accidents, you know, like with people lead climbing on sport routes where there's a rapid link left as a bail piece of gear on some bolt and a crux, and then they clip above that and then they fall and the carabiner gets levered on that rapid link and the carabiner fails. So you have to be really conscious of that, is make sure if you're going to clip directly to the hanger that you clip underneath any hardware. Now, sometimes, once again, context, if you're in a really vertical scenario on a multi-pitch rappel, for example, or just a rappel in general, right? And you're not putting a lot of leverage force onto the carabiner because of just the orientation of how you are relative to the bolts. Sometimes I might clip above the hardware if I have to do a transition where I now need to unweight the system to get my clean my gear out. And if I put everything underneath the hardware on the hanger and I'm in this kind of more hanging vertical scenario, it's really hard to get your hardware out as you want to clean the rappel. So once again, that's not my ideal. I'd rather not clip above stuff, but I'm not going to be so dogmatic that I always do something and now I have another problem. I can't get my hardware out, you know, especially if you all of a sudden now have carabiners without key lock design and it's hard to get those out of the hangers anyway. It's like these like little details matter. And sometimes you have to go kind of against like the quote unquote protocol because it actually makes more sense. So it's really important to understand the context of the situation, even as simple as clipping bolts. Now, if you're dealing with good stainless hardware, right? So good stainless steel bolts, good quality bolts, even if it's not stainless, but if it's just good quality bolts, if it's common steel in good place, and they happen to have a steel rappel ring welded to them that is in good shape, because once again, you can go and see significant wear, especially in like more desert areas or just places with high traffic and rings just getting worn because people are top roping through them or just a lot of rappel action. But if you go and you inspect those rings and they're in good shape, there is absolutely no reason that you can't clip to those rings. Zero. And especially with the setups where you have a single hanger, right, that's horizontally oriented and a ring welded to that, those hangers aren't really designed to have carabiners clipped into them. They don't sit well. It kind of can make your carabiners do some funny things. They're kind of like sharp edges in those hangers. So clipping to the ring is totally fine. And it's not uncommon that those rings are actually stronger than not only the hanger that they're welded to, but depending on the size bolt and how well it's placed and what kind of rock, could be actually stronger than the bolt itself, right? So it's totally fine to clip off to those rings, right? No harm, no foul, right? And now, the trick is you have to kind of see what's in front of you. So if it's just beautiful stainless steel ring welded directly to the bolt hanger, so it's like this was factory made, no problem. If there's a series of two rings welded to each other to the bolt hanger, you could clip off to either ring, right? The lower ring or the upper ring. Now, in terms of etiquette, if you're in a busy crag, either top roping or it's a common rappel station, it's nice to either clip to the hanger or it's nice to clip to the upper ring if there's two rings welded to each other. That way it leaves the lower rings on each bolt open for someone to either A, set up another belay, if that's appropriate, or B, rappel off that and kind of leave that open. Sweet, that's just a nice etiquette thing. Leave the actual rappel hardware open for the next party who might be rappelling down. Now, if you're at the crag and nobody's there, just clip to the lower ring if that makes sense. Like, so sometimes people are like, oh, well, I'm leaving this open because, you know, if someone wants to use it. I'm like, there's literally nobody here. Like, and we're in an obscure area that nobody's going to show up today. Like there's nobody here. It's not like a busy crag. So once again, context makes a big difference about how I might choose to interface with just the bolt anchor. Busy day, I'm going to leave those lower rings open. Nobody's there. I'm probably just going to clip to the lower rings and call it good, you know, if that's the appropriate scenario. So it's really interesting. And then if you're dealing with like an anchor that has chain and stuff, this is where things start to get interesting because once we start adding more and more pieces to the bolts, so they're not actually like built at the factory this way, like, oh, here's some hangers and we're going to add rapid links, we're going to add chain. Oftentimes, you see the chain and the rapid links come from a hardware store because it's less expensive than buying really good, high quality rapid links. Sometimes it's actually hard to find stainless steel rapid links, even online sometimes. It's certainly easier now than it used to be, but it's really common to see like chain and stuff like that. So that's when things start to become a little more tricky, because you can have inexpensive, cheap hardware on really good, well-placed bolts. So there's a great example at one of my home crags where it's like great stainless steel bolts in like beautiful granite, two big steel wrap rings, you know, one off each bolt, awesome. But how the wrap rings are actually attached to the bolt hangers are from some rusty, smaller rapid link. So it's like, you know, there's a scenario where clipping right to the rappel rings doesn't make a lot of sense, because the actual connective hardware between the good pieces of hardware is not very good. So you have to look at the whole chain, right, of the system, right? And once again, chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So if the weakest link is in the middle, then be conservative and clip above that weak link, right? Right to the hanger. So you have to be a little bit of a detective and know a little bit about, you know, the hardware that you're clipping to. You know, other things like, you know, maybe even if it's good, really good rapid links connecting the rappel rings to the hangers, are they closed? Right? Because it's not uncommon to see, especially new rapid links, where maybe they didn't get tightened down and, you know, from vibration of people pulling ropes, all of a sudden those rapid links have opened. Maybe they haven't been out long enough in the weather, so they're kind of like a little, the threads are a little bit stickier, so they help keep them closed or whatever. So checking that kind of stuff. So you got to be a little bit of a detective when you're actually approaching a belay scenario, anchoring scenario, when you're dealing with bolts, and go, what's here? What would be the most appropriate place for me to clip in based on the configuration of the anchor and the you know, the scenario around me with other users before I just like clip in and do whatever, right? Just like when you have the anchors I really like is when you have two bolts that are supposed to be placed in a vertical orientation. There's a lower wrap ring that is welded on to a horizontally oriented hanger, and then there's a piece of chain, stainless steel chain, welded on to that wrap ring that is now welded on to the bolt hanger above it. So you just have one ring that is connected by the two bolts. That's one of my favorite anchoring scenarios, because it's a very clean system. It's pretty easy to interface. And there, if nobody's around, you can just clip into the lower ring because it's connected to both bolts, right? And it's a super strong point. You could literally just build your whole anchor by having a master carabiner as one way of doing it, and then being able to stack off the master carabiner like a rigging plate, or even just if it's just two people, there's usually plenty of space in that ring to be able to clip people in, belay, and there's some ways we could deal with that, and then clip the second person in, and just be off that one ring, super clean. Don't even need to have an anchor there, right, at all. So, but that's just one example. And some of those anchoring configurations, the upper bolt now actually has a ring welded to it versus just a chain link. So it like gives you another place. If you don't want to clip to the hanger, there's oftentimes another ring that you could clip to up high if you wanted to build an anchor. So you could build an anchor by clipping into the upper ring, and then clip an anchor, you know, the other side of the anchor clipping into the lower ring, right? And it still actually leaves a fair amount of space in that actual lower ring if someone else wanted to use it. So there's a lot of ways one could do this, right? The key is just not to be dogmatic about it and have, you know, some good fundamental practices and conservative practices, like especially if you don't know, clip to the hanger. But you got to think about what's happening and what's going to be the most convenient for you for the scenario. Do you have to clean this underweight? Whatever the situation is. So I think it's important to be a little more critical and think about what you're trying to do in the situation you're doing it, whatever it is. But if we're talking at all interfacing bolts, where the weakest link is, maybe the weakest link is just the bolt placement itself, right? And you're like, well, I don't want to clip any of this. But it might be somewhere between the actual, you know, stud in the rock, and then to the very terminus of whatever's hanging off that hanger, maybe somewhere in there. But maybe it's all really good hardware, and you have a lot more choices. Even just the chain itself, like you can oftentimes clip directly to the chain. You know, once again, on bigger lengths of chain that you can like lift up that are just kind of hanging free that aren't connected to a lower point, I might choose to lift up a link of chain. So that way my carabiner's not getting levered and clip right to that, right? that's fine, right? So you just have to be a little bit more fluid with some of your thought process and where and how you interface with these bulls, and don't be so dogmatic about it. And once again, climbing has been very dogmatic for a long time, and it's getting almost more dogmatic about some of these things that I feel like should be less dogmatic, because it's just kind of what people are introduced to now, and we're just kind of getting dogma dispelled and kicked down the road, and nobody thinks any differently, and then someone posts something that's totally legitimate, and other people are like, that's not right. You're like, you don't actually know what you're talking about. So anyways, it's like a little small topic, but it's actually kind of important because it can make a big difference between etiquette, actual gear getting stuck or broken, ease of use for the person who's trying to use it, like the interface, right? Context, like what really needs to happen here? Am I thinking like what's the next step or, you know, whatever? So I actually think it's a great topic to talk to people with in general to give them a little more information, but also once again, just more about how do we think about this thing? What's our thought process to go into this little thing? We're going to interface with a bolt, build an anchor. How are we really going to think about that, right? And here's some ways that we can think about all these different technical things and contextual pieces to go there.